The subdivision and rezoning at 1060 Chevrier Boulevard under file DASZ 34 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Namely, item 7, which is a conditional use at 1060 Chevrier Boulevard under file DCU 167649 of 2014D. Item 8 is a variance at 1060 Chevrier Boulevard under file DAV 167651 of 2014D.
Picture.
Hey, could we get, do we need a, Michael, would you like to give a summary on this? Oh, this is yours, Andrew? Okay.
So what we're looking at here is we're looking at a rezoning from R1 to R2 with a conditional use for multiple family development to allow for a two-story 12-unit building on the subject site. There are a few variances, minor yard variances, that the applicant is seeking. A small reduction in parking, 15 stalls instead of 18, which we support due to the presence of transit and future rapid transit nearby the site, and some small variances relating to the dimensions of parking. And we see this as a moderate change in density, but context sensitive. We think that the form, design, and scale of the development is complementary to the neighborhood, and it adds to the mix of housing types within this neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. And the applicant, Daniel McKibben.
Hi. As said, I'm Daniel McKibben. I'm representing Merv Croker. He's the owner, and I've just been doing work for him, just talking through the process, trying to give him some advice. He is presently out of town. It was sad that this particular meeting date conflicted with some plans he'd already made, so he was not able to make it. And as Andrew summarized, our client wanted to see some form of multifamily put in this neighborhood. He saw this area of town as a place that would be, well, he knew the rapid transit was going in the area. He saw there as an opportunity to put some little bit of higher density that would be accessible by rapid transit and be on the corridor so it can get down to the university. He feels it as a night. He didn't want to target something that sits there, say, at the high end. He doesn't want to do something that sits in the low end. He just wants something that would be a successful project that would exist in an established neighborhood. He doesn't want to do something out in Waverly Heights or something like that. He just wants to see something with the community that's already in place. This particular piece of property is currently private, but it was undeveloped land, just grass and trees, but not very well kept grass and trees. So there is some mature trees on the site that talking with Andrew and talking with the arborist that we consulted with is that some trees will be taken down on the site, but there is a few and other planting that we will put on site to support our construction. In the plan that I had given to that was part of the application, this is just one of the sheets that is in that. We're just more in a way to show what we were planning to propose for the area, something that tries to be in the same scale as things around it, not more than two stories high, peaked roofs, individual homes, and we're staying within the R2 density calculation that is typical. Yes, we asked for a reduction in parking from 18 to 15, but we stayed within, I guess, 80% of the actual value that is stipulated for parking on a site, on a multifamily site like this. And again, with the rapid transit in the area, that is to be hopes to be the main means of circulation from this site to, I guess, other communities in the city. My understanding is I'm not the only person here to speak to this property. I guess if there's more, probably be better if I just respond to any questions that the next individual has.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. No questions?
Yeah.
Okay. I also have in support Zion. Why, I'm not sure if I'm reading this right. Why? Nothing else to add? Okay.
Good.
Is there anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Anyone in opposition? Anyone for information? Thank you. I just have one question on the administration, or am I jumping
ahead?
No.
I'm kidding.
It's in your... Sorry. I was just wondering. I just noticed in reading one of the recommendations, it says that the 10% doesn't go to land dedication. It goes to land for purposes of the city other than streets. Could you explain that? Usually things like this go to land dedication. Is that what you were going to ask?
I didn't know. Sure, yes, I was.
Is it you read it?
Okay.
What's up with that? Why are we putting it there on the land dedication reserve?
It's just something I notice. That's different.
It wasn't me this time. It wasn't me either.
Somebody put it there.
Andrew likes reports.
It's recommendation 3.
On the subdivision?
Yeah. On the subdivision, yeah.
Remove the current debt. Some money calculated to Shepherd Subsidy in Kingsburg. You pay the city for purchase of land. The purchase of land for purposes.
It must have been something they had in mind.
Or actually, that's how the land dedication
reserve.
That's how the charter reads. That you use it for other purposes, for not including roads. But that's just our standard.
Change of wording.
Is that how it's going to be? Isn't it supposed to be for green space? Purchase of land isn't the only thing we use land dedication for. I mean, we could use it for. Putting in park amenities.
Streets. The charter reads a certain way, but in our land dedication, like this probably was worded, it's not worded wrong, but it's not the normal wording that.
We actually got new wording from our director within the last month or so. So this is the wording that we were directed to put in the reports. So if there's some issues, then we'll have to.
My question is, it says for the purchase of land, and that is definitely not the only thing that we do with land dedication funds. Yeah. So I don't understand that wording, and it does concern me because we use land dedication funds for other things like investing in, green amenities like paths. Or
pick that up at P&D, or no, APC, it would be priority zoning. We'll get them to come back and tell us what's going on.
Yeah,
but I agree.
We can. I think I don't know.
We could actually pick it up at PPD and not make it go through priority.
Okay, just pick it up and put the word, because I understand.
Could we go with the previous wording we used to use and then until somebody explains why we would use something else? Because this is just out of left field for me here. I don't know.
Yeah.
This other report has the old wording, 260 Wellington report.
It
hasn't been on. This one doesn't have the updated wording in it, so you could use the old wording if
Let's
you
use the old wording.
Can we just use the old wording for now?
Let's use the old wording for now until we get a better explanation from the administration on the change.
So we'll amend it to the normal wording for land dedication that we've used up till now, and then maybe somebody could look into that.
It could be for the station. It could be a whole bunch of things. We don't know.
Because that's just not the limitations of what it's used for, and I don't.
Okay, fair enough. I agree.
All right.
So we'll change our wording.
So we'll do that. Okay.
Good catch, Councillor Jabassi.
Thank you. Okay. So there was nobody, so I guess we can move forward then. Councillor.
I'm my little. It should be here. The report of public service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Any opposed? Carried.
Receipt of public reputation be concluded.
All those in favor?